This is BetQL Daily from BetQL.
Welcome back. You know what that sound is.
That means it is time for Lightning Bets. Coming up, we'll have Vic from BetQL to give us the BetQL models in his place. I'm sure he's probably on Cam Johnson to score over his points. Game 6 NBA Finals tonight. Joe Giglio, Chris Ranji here. Chris in for Joe O on this Tuesday. All right, let's get to our picks here, Chris. I'll start us off. We'll hit yours, and then I know Jake and Paul have some picks for us before we get to Vic and the BetQL model. I'll start us off, and we'll start off with Game 6 tonight in the NBA Finals. I think this thing is a wrap. I'm going to go with the Bucks to cover the number. Bucks minus 4.5 to win the title, to raise a trophy, to come back after being down 0-2. I like the Bucks tonight minus the 4.5. I'll go Giannis over 32.5 points. And Chris Paul under 21. So my plays in the NBA, Bucks minus 4.5, Giannis over 32.5, Chris Paul under 21.5. And I'll go with four baseball plays, 2K props. I'll go Aaron Nola over 6.5 strikeouts against the Yankees, Skubal over 6.5 strikeouts for the Tigers against the Rangers. I like Boston and Toronto to go over 4 runs in the first 3 innings combined. And I was looking at the BetQL model today, and they love the Yankees run line. Yankees plus 1.5 runs against the Phillies. They've gone 37-18 in run line on Aaron Nola starts, which is pretty incredible over the years. I'll actually take the Yankees as full dogs tonight. Yankees plus 112. Phillies not good on the road. Nola off a layoff. Yankees off an off day after the series went over the Red Sox. I will go with the Yankees money line tonight as the dog against the Philadelphia Phillies. Chris, what are you thinking?
I'm going to go ahead and start with the NBA, and I'm going to tail you on the Bucks covering for tonight, the 4.5. The favorites have covered 4 of the 5 games so far in this series. I think that happens again tonight. I think the Bucks win this series. I think basketball, well, the NBA is over for the season after tonight. I think they win the championship. I know a lot of people don't like this one, and you know what? Screw it. I'm going in. The over 222 tonight. The over has hit 3 times in this series, and every single time that it's hit in the 5 games, it's gone 222 or over. So I'm going with that tonight as well. I mentioned my prop bets for Middleton and Holiday. Holiday over 8.5 assists. Middleton 25.5. In points. I think they both go over in those respective categories. And I think Bobby Portis goes over 7.5 points as well tonight. My baseball plays tonight, one of them I already told you about. I'm going to reiterate this. Wade Miley over 4.5 strikeouts tonight against the Mets, who against lefties strike out almost 25% of the time. And they don't do very well against lefties or him with a 572 OPS. And here's another one I did not mention from earlier. James Caprillion of the A's going against the Angels, over 5.5 strikeouts for him. That's at minus 105. In 5 2/3 innings against the Angels this year, he has struck out 9 Angels hitters. So I feel like that's a pretty good number for him to get to. So Caprillion over 5.5 strikeouts.
I like that one. Caprillion's been a promising young arm for the A's, and the Angels usually do better against left-handed pitchers rather than righties. All right, so we got our plays in, the baseball, and, of course, Game 6 of the NBA Finals. Let's see what the rest of the crew has in store for us here. Let's go to Jake Hassan. Jake, what are you feeling tonight?
Well, I'm currently waiting for the Giants and Dodgers number to get posted because the Dodgers refuse to announce their starter for whatever reason. Granted, they're down astronomically as far as pitchers go. So waiting for that. But I want to get a little crazy. Let's get crazy. Let's get weird.
Let's get nuts.
Let's do it. Missed you, Ranji. Let's look at Willy Adames. He's been one of the hottest hitters in baseball over the last 3 weeks. Ever since he got traded to the Brewers, he's been unbelievable. I'm looking to fade Mike Minor. He's going against the Brewers for the Royals. Willy Adames to get 3+ hits is 9-1 right now. Adames has gotten at least three hits in 2 of his last 3 games since coming off the All-Star break. He's hitting over 400 over the last 3 weeks. I'm taking Adames 3+ hits, 9-1.
How about that? A ninth? I think that might be our first hit prop like that since we started this version of BetQL Daily. The crazy part, Jake, about Adamas is he couldn't hit his way out of a paper bag in Tampa Bay. He was terrible there. 625 OPS.
It makes no sense. He could not hit there, and the Rays finally shipped him out because they wanted to give Wander Franco a chance. And granted, Franco's been good. He's lived up to the billing for the most part, but Adamas has just completely reinvented himself in Milwaukee. No rhyme or reason for it. Makes no sense, but let's roll with it.
9-1, three hits, Willie Adamas. All right, I like that one. We are getting nuts here. All right, let's see what Paul Aspen. And Paul, of course, coming off of the home run prop of all home run props yesterday, called Tim Anderson. What was it, plus 650, Paul?
It was plus 650 if you shopped around, yep. And it was a shortened game, too. Well, it ended up not being a shortened game, but going into it. Yeah. So I feel like when we kind of started this streak about a month ago, I took Vlad Jr. He was like plus 450 or something. And then I overthought it the next day. Like, oh, something different. So Tim Anderson has hit home runs in three straight games. So we're going. He did not play in the nightcap last night. So we're going back to Tim Anderson today, plus 390 to hit a home run.
Oh.
You know what? Going back to the well. Why overthink it? Tim Anderson. Not been a power hitter in his career, but he's on a streak. Sometimes these guys like Tim Anderson. Yeah, and he's a great hitter, right? He'll hit his 300, so he's going to hit the ball. All right, Tim Anderson back to the home run well. And then, of course, three hits for Willie Adamas. All right, let's bring on our guy here, Vic Joxy from BetQL, to give us the BetQL model, his picks. We'll see what he's got at props tonight, and especially with a big NBA Finals Game 6. Vic, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, fellas. We will start with the BetQL motto play of the day, and it is love in the Boston Red Sox today. You can grab the Bo Sox at plus 115. The model actually projects the Red Sox to be favorites in this game. They have them at minus 105, and so there's a big difference in the line. So definitely I'm grabbing the Red Sox early.
Red Sox early against Toronto, game two of a big series there. Vic, where's your mind going when it comes to the NBA Finals tonight, game six?
I'm with you guys, man. I really do think the Bucks close it down. I'm sure you guys probably touched on the Scott Foster betting angles on the show so far.
You know what? But we didn't. I'm glad you brought that up. You're right. Scott Foster could play a big role tonight.
Yeah. So, I mean, here's the stats. Since 2014, every time he refs a Chris Paul game, Chris Paul's playoff teams have gone 1-12 straight up and 1-12 against the spread.
Yeah, so it's over tonight.
How can you
It's
not,
over.
Yeah,
it's
how
over.
Can you yep. not
All right.
Tell that. I know Chris Paul himself has always commented on, like, Scott Foster reffing his game, too, so maybe it's going to be in his head. But, again, the public seems to be on Phoenix. But the Bucks have just looked like the better team. They've withstood every single barrage, especially the one we saw last game. And so I think they close it out tonight.
Yeah, it's it. Well, that, I mean, you add that into it. I thought they were going to close it out. And then you throw the Scott Foster stat in there. It just feels like it is their game. Any props on the game tonight? Are you going back to the Cam Johnson well again?
Of course, man. That's like an autoplay for me. So I always take the points over and the three-pointers over. But I like DeAndre Ayton over 16.5 points. He kind of got called out a little bit last game. And so they need to go back to him. He was doing a good job against Giannis when the series started. And so I think they get him a little bit more involved. I got him early. And then I made a little sprinkle on Giannis rebounds. I see him going over 12.5 boards again tonight. He had a low rebounding game last game with 9 boards, but other than that, he's been a monster on the boards, going over that number pretty much every game this playoff. So those are the two player prop bets I took a little earlier today.
All right, Vic, what new content do we have up today at BetQL?
Yeah, we have a little bit of everything as usual. I got my golf picks coming up tonight. We have a ton of NFL content. DraftKings has literally dropped every kind of team and player prop that you can bet on. And so we're doing it all. Who's going to lead the league in passing touchdowns, receiving yards? We're going to have new content every single day when it comes to the NFL.
Great stuff. We'll be checking it out. Vic, we'll talk tomorrow. Enjoy game six and enjoy your guy Cam Johnson going over for you. Thank you.
You guys too. Thanks.
There he is. Vic Joxy from BetQL. You could hop on, use the promo code DAILY for 20% off your subscription. Yeah, Chris, I mean, Vic has been hitting the Cam Johnson over props for like 2 months now. It's crazy.
Oh, good for him. Well, like you said, it's an auto play. Keep doing it. Going to keep making him some money. It's amazing to think about the fact we know we've got one training camp in the NFL that's starting tomorrow. I mean, we're a week away from everybody else, basically. It is happening, and it is happening rapidly, Joe.
Oh, I'm in. I like that they put all the camps, I guess, or most of them on the same day. It's almost like you know, everyone starts at the same time, and
opening day.
Yeah, it's like an opening day for training camp. And what are we? How many weeks away? Maybe from opening day? 7, something like that. We're not far from, you know, the NFL season opening. Maybe 6-7 weeks away. I know training camp and preseason are different now because they have less preseason games. But we're 51 days away. We're almost there.
Yep. Yeah, we were at the exact 2 month mark, I think, last week or something. Maybe it was a week and a week and a half or whatever. But yeah, it's happening, and it feels like it's rapidly approaching more than usual because the NBA season is still going on. It's crazy that we're talking about it, and I know things will be different next year. We're gonna kind of go back to the old way, I think, is what the NBA wants to do. But pretty incredible. That's where we are right now. NBA still going on, and we've got training camp in about a week.
Yeah, and the MLB trade deadline coming up, and obviously the golf this past weekend was great. And look, once the NBA ends, and it could end tonight, and we both think it will, it's full speed ahead with football here. Chris, listen, man, I appreciate you you filling in today for Joe and doing the show. This was a lot of fun.
No problem. Maybe we'll do it again sometime.
Yes, it sounds great. And we got Jim Rome coming up next. Back tomorrow. We'll have a great show reacting to game number 6. We might have a champion. Who knows? Maybe we're going to game 7. So we're back tomorrow, 9 a.m. Eastern on BetQL Daily. Jim Rome up next. Thanks to Paul, Jake Hassan, Jake G, and of course Chris for hopping on and filling in. You guys have a great Tuesday. Enjoy game number 6. Good luck with all the wagers. And we'll be back tomorrow right here on BetQL Daily, as always, on the BetQL Network.